Time to play Dumber Than the Show Trivia. $700 on the line. We give $100. We add $100 to the jackpot every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps growing until somebody wins. So just put the check in the mail yesterday for our latest winner, $3,100. That was a long winning streak. Got a long way to go to get there again. Let's meet your opponent. Yeah. It is Steve in Fort Wayne, Indiana, listening on 96.3 XKE, one of America's great classic rock stations, great radio stations. Hi, Steve.
Yo.
Steve. How's it going, Steve?
Steve.
Steve, am I on the air right now?
Yeah, yes, you are.
Maybe,
yeah,
man.
Dude, this is so wild. Whoa!
All right, just don't swear.
I know.
This is whoa.
I am tiptoeing into this. Whole thing.
I got a question for you. I got a trivia question for you. Uh-oh.
Okay, this is new.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. If Hot Wings is Hot Wings, uh-huh, then why isn't Kelly Hot Kelly or Hot Rachel?
What?
Yeah, free beer. Answer it.
Well, because Hot Wings has the best lady legs of the three of them.
That's very
right.
True.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't even shave them.
Nope.
You still want to rub them.
No.
Yeah, I live free. He's got feet I could drop a load on.
All right, Steve, I understand you.
Of what? I don't know.
Steve, you and your 8-year-old play Jeopardy every day?
Yeah, and he beats me.
Okay. Well, you're in the right
place.
Well,
I'm going to get, I predict a zero for me today.
Oh, boy. I hope so. This is really going to hurt my feelings.
Hot Wings,
later.
Get out.
Yeah, but being bad at Jeopardy is being a genius on Dumber Than the Show.
That's true.
Keep that
in
mind.
Joe says.
It's absolutely true.
Steve, you and Hot Wings will each have the same five questions, 90 seconds, that is, to answer them. Whoever gets the most right of the five wins. In case of a tie, low time wins. Say pass. If you don't know the answer, but you think a little more time will help you out, Hot Wings is in the hallway. He will not hear the questions nor answers when it's your turn. Steve, any questions?
No.
All right. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, wow.
I'm ready.
Okay. A lot of people texting. Is this guy Kelly's microdosing manager?
This is her, yeah, her
I
new doctor.
Hope. You sound like such a good time.
All right. Steve in Fort Wayne.
I got one more question. Do we all got time for it?
Probably. Go ahead.
No way.
All right, free beer. Check this out. When you're out in a restaurant and you're ordering something to eat.
Okay.
Probably not in the area that you live in because you're probably pretty famous. But
that's true.
Let's
can't
say
go
that
eat.
You go on vacation to like okay. Florida or something, and you're yes. sitting there and you're ordering dinner, and all of a sudden that radio voice comes out of your face, and they're like,
no one notices. It's all
no,
fake.
No, come on.
It's all bells and whistles. And off the air, it's like, hey, can I get
yeah,
some chicken tenders?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right,
yeah, it's
Steve.
Like the waitress, I'll tell you what the waitress is thinking.
No,
all of
don't tell me.
People,
you stop
normal
it.
Voices.
Steve, you stop it. I need to start this game.
Wait us.
We're thinking you're doing that on purpose.
The satellite's going to turn off. All right, hold on. All right, Steve, your turn on Dumber Than the Show Trivia begins in 3, 2, 1. What amendment established prohibition by banning alcohol?
That's the 15th.
What scientist was named Time Magazine's Man of the Century in 1999?
Einstein.
Ray Kinsella is Kevin Costner's character name in what movie?
Moneyball.
Who won the last Division I men's basketball national championship to be completed?
2 years ago. UConn.
What musical term means to play a piece of music lively and fast?
Bravado.
Time.
I stink!
I take bravado for incontinence.
Whoa.
Right, Steve, hold on. Okay, he's just going to have to be on it every day. Get Hot Wings
yep,
back in here.
He's been waived.
Somebody said this guy playing is Steve Tommy Chong Spicoli.
He is something else.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play Dumber Than the Show Trivia? Steve's score has been recorded. He has been placed on hold. Your turn, Hot Wings, begins in 3, 2, 1. What amendment established prohibition by banning alcohol?
Pass.
What scientist was named Time Magazine's Man of the Century in 1999?
Albert Einstein.
Ray Kinsella is Kevin Costner's character name in what movie?
Field of Dreams.
Who won the last Division I men's basketball national championship to be completed?
Baylor.
What musical term means to play a piece of music lively and fast?
Pass.
What amendment established prohibition by banning alcohol?
The... ...26th Amendment.
What musical term means to play a piece of music lively and fast?
Pizzicato.
Time. All right, let's score this game quickly because we're short on time. Too much fun. All right,
why
Steve.
Because
we ran long in the last segment,
sure?
Actually.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
My bad.
It's because Steve's bad at clocks. Steve on our show, not Steve the contestant.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And sorry about that.
All right,
yo,
here we go.
Dude, nice name.
Thanks, man.
I like your name.
What amendment established prohibition by banning alcohol? Hot Wings said the 26th. Steve of Fort Wayne said the 15th. The answer is the 18th. The 21st brought it back.
I'm closer.
Yes, you are.
You are closer.
Closer point.
What scientist was named Time Magazine's Man of the Century in 1999? Hot Wings said Albert Einstein. Steve said Bill Nye. Just kidding. He said Albert Einstein. Both correct. Tied on one.
Damn it. Oh, I was so excited that he said Bill Nye.
No. Both said Einstein. Tied at one. Number three, Ray Kinsella is Kevin Costner's character name in what movie? Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Steve went with another baseball movie starring Brad Pitt and not Kevin Costner. Moneyball, the answer is Field of Dreams.
They're both pretty boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
Both are.
Brad Pitt is sort of the next generation's Kevin Costner in a way.
Thank you. Bing. Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
I got you.
Ding, I'm right.
Who won the last Division I men's basketball national championship? Howick said Baylor. Steve said UConn. The answer is Virginia. The Cavalier.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What musical term means to play a piece of music lively and fast? Hot Wings said pizzicato. Pizzicato. What'd you say?
Pizzicato.
Pizzicato.
Pizzicato. Is that your dream
pizza.
Of pizza in the form of an avocado?
Yes. Steve said bravado. The answer is allegro.
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 Times wins 2-1.
Steve, you better spread the word in Fort Wayne. And if we don't catch on there, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's all on you.
Dude, you guys are famous.
I know.
Hilarious.
That's successive.
I love yous.
Thank you,
man. I love all yous. Hey, I haven't seen Rachel's picture on YouTube, though. How hot is she?
It's on Pornhub.
Run to 10.
She's at
10. 11.
Just search Rachel 10 11. On YouTube and you'll have her.
11?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we're all super hot here.